When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Feeney, being joined with me, as always,
Brendan G-Dog Sagalo.
And we're without one of our hosts, Mike Cannon. He is chasing that paper.
Yeah, he's sold out.
He's selling his soul for some, you know, writing gig.
Yeah. He found his way out of the trenches. He's no longer punk rock. He's now a corporate writer for a TV show, man.
Yeah, but to be fair, it does sound like it's like a very original and like groundbreaking show. So
get paid a lot of money.
This is like Breaking Bad, but for comedy. So
sure, yeah. And we got a guest today.
Yeah, so we got a third mic. We got a third mic by getting rid of a different mic, Cannon, and we substituted in with one of our good buddies. I mean, we love him, LA staple, here visiting, and so happy to have him, Jeremiah Watkins, everybody.
Hey, buddies.
I would say America staple.
Not
just LA.
What a fun difference in energy this is going to be.
Yeah.
Because we've taken out, you know, a lovable anger, palpable rage portion of the show, and we're replacing it with a nice, clean-cut boy who doesn't even really curse if he doesn't have to. So the energy is going to be very different.
Oh, we'll get you to curse.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
He's his new character.
I got a feeling for Mike Cannon today.
Yeah.
And, you know, New York Jeremiah, you know, he's a little bit different than LA Jeremiah. So don't worry about that, you bitches.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
You still got suck my taint.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Now, there we go.
There's just some things that are just, mm-hmm. you just see how, like, there's some things that work that you just see. So we did two shows this week. We did a show yesterday, and we were doing the show today, and we got Jeremiah coming in, and we got Cannon coming, and we got Bobby coming in. Now, you could have done yesterday in the afternoon, right? No, you couldn't have. So never mind the thing that I was going to say.
So this show is basically a hypothetical what if you...
I really had a point. I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
My favorite part of the intro was Brendan looking at me going, what do you think? Like, what do you think of our theme song? And Feeney just going like, dude, we're about to start the show. Like, why are you saying this on the mic now?
He knows exactly when the host starts talking.
I like giving him a little bit of a problem, like an obstacle course to jump on.
You're at the wire in a door that tripped someone.
I like to make the edit a little harder on the podcast.
Yeah, poor Nicole. So this show, again, hypothetical, scenario-based. If you are on our Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod, you can submit questions. We'll give you preferential treatment. And then if we blow through all of those, well, then guess what, you little silly billies? You can Instagram message us. Here's a scenario pod. And then we'll get to those if and when we feel like it. So let's get to these questions. First and foremost, this comes from Brandon. What's the biggest animal you think you could fight and win barehanded?
Now,
love this.
I've said it before.
Okay.
And I'll say it again.
Keep doing it.
I think I can fuck an eagle up.
An eagle.
I know they're huge, dude.
Dude, the wingspan is like the size of this table.
Yes, yeah, but they have wings.
And they have razor sharp talons.
Yeah. Sure, the talons would be hard. You're getting cut up. I'm not saying I wouldn't be getting cut up.
They might slice an artery. Oh.
he got so scared.
He felt the artery get cut. Oh, no.
My imagination is so good that actually affected
Don't
me.
Forget the sharp beak of like...
They have a sharp...
He thought you said Arby's and he went, ah.
No, I don't care about the beak. I'll punch that fucking beak in the face.
Wow, look at
that.
Yeah, dude, that made our point, not yours.
No freaking
6.7
point, not yours.
Everybody goes, yes.
No, no,
that.
I have my own point in my head over here. Look,
so right now, okay, it's the size of a chair. It's this chair. Well, before
I'll
it even
fuck
gets aggressive,
that chair up. I'm not getting my ass kicked by something with wings. Okay, it can't even fucking grab me, dude.
Yes, it can with the talons.
Well, yeah, it might grab me with the talons and go like this,
and then
but I'm punching it. Oh yeah. I really think I could put up a good fight, and maybe I'd lose. I'm humble enough to say that, but I think I can fuck an eagle up. You know, it's so, I did the answer the internet thing, and they were like, how many eagles could you take? And I was like, I could take like 60 eagles. And I looked at the YouTube comments, and they were all like, fuck this guy. He has no idea.
Eagles, he's never fought an eagle in his life.
This kid couldn't even touch an eagle. he couldn't even
touch a baby eagle.
He couldn't even get close.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't think I could. I mean, an eagle, if it was like nesting and I surprise attacked it.
Is there a video on YouTube of somebody fighting an eagle?
There's because definitely an eagle attacking a person.
I've been carrying this for too long. I can't not know. I need to see someone.
While Nicole looks that up, Jeremiah, what do you think you could fight and win?
A Komodo dragon.
Wow, that's also a giant. That's a giant thing.
Yeah, its mobility is pretty weak, though.
It's limited, yeah. But it's the tongue.
I'm doing flying elbows on this thing.
And yeah, they have sharp nails, too.
You get underneath them, yeah, but they can't. I don't think that they can leap up too well. I think they're mainly ground-bound.
They're so slow.
I thought they would have anchored on the ground, but I thought they could at least kind of like, you know, no, they do that kind of a thing. You don't think so?
No, but I do think that if they get your ankle, you're fucked.
You're done.
Because then it starts, it's like an alligator. It starts going like this and you just, it'll twist your ankle right off.
Oh, no.
But realistically, probably a mid-sized dog.
A mid-sized, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like a
70 pound? Or that's too big? 60.
I could take a 60-pound dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A King Cavalier or whatever the fuck. A Charles Cavalier. What are those?
Tinies. Those are toy.
Those are tiny?
Yeah. Those are very.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what are we talking about here? Like a...
I could take a basset pounds. Hound.
Yeah.
I honestly think I could, except for maybe like a, what are those like junkyard dogs?
Rottweilers?
Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
You think you could take a Rottweiler?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think I could take
jaw strength? You ever see that thing where they can bite a stick and you can pick it off the ground and they're just holding, their whole body is held up by their jaw strength.
A lot of dogs can do that, though. Like, my Shih Tzus were able to do that. I'd have like little toys and they'd be holding onto it and I could lift them up.
That's so different.
Why is that different?
I don't even know how to start. I don't even know where to begin with how to explain the difference between what Feeney just said and what you just said.
Why? Because of the stick?
It's so entirely different. A chew toy versus like actual jaw strength of metal, he's saying, that's clamping onto something. Of course, a chew toy that's rubbery and loose inside somebody's jaw. You and I could hang from a chew toy that Feeney was holding up.
I love the little spark from Jeremiah. Yeah,
it's true. People get on this show and they just rip me up.
Well, you say things that need to be ripped up. Now, I think it'd have to be a very small body of water. Because if it's too deep, I lose all, maybe in like a shallow pool. I think I could kill a dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Dolphin is big, by the way. Also probably about the size
of
the table.
They're very slippery, though.
They're slippery, but I think they
How would you kill it with your bare hands, though?
You need it with your bare
hands. It's going to be, first, I'm going into the blowhole. I'm just plugging that up with one hand, and then I'm just punching until it suffers internal bleeding.
Okay.
To a level. I'm not even touching the mouth, nose, because it does have little sharp teeth, but other than that, it's just like, what is it gonna do? Slap me around? Right. You know,
it's gonna be wiggling.
It's very
gonna be
strong,
hard
though.
To hold.
It could
They're
rape
very
you.
Strong.
It could rape
it
you.
It could rape me.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Could rape
you know
me
they
underwater.
Do that.
They do rape.
Yeah,
they're prone to rape, and I would not like that to happen. No. Hence the shallow pool. But I do think I could, like you said, little elbow drop action. Right. I'm picturing a little like Jim Carrey in When Nature Calls.
Oh yeah,
you know, with the alligator, but this would be with a dolphin.
It is funny when those like those posters and stuff like when it became known news or whatever that dolphins rape people, and they're like, and you know, and what's also so messed up about it is that dolphins are one of the only species that have sex for fun. So they're raping you for fun, but it's in the dolphin world, they don't know what rape is. You know what I mean? Right. Like, they don't
know what a good time
they're
is.
They're raping. Like, no dolphin is like, hey, how you, what, where are you from? You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. You know where you are?
Yeah. No, shouldn't have worn that tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no,
there's no ill will, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no malice.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no malice.
Yeah, there's no dolphin with a chain wallet swimming up all aggressively.
Yeah, dude, I'm just, you know, I'm persistent. I'm not a rapist. I'm just a persistent dolphin. You know, she says no a couple times, but I know what she means.
Every time you go to SeaWorld, you have pepper spray on you. You're like, not today, dolphin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole, did you find any eagle attacking a person?
Really? Just attacking children, which I feel like is not the move, but
no.
Throw it up.
No, it's not. Like,
that's the equivalent to SAG. Let's roll it.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
We have it like attacking large animals like deer and coyotes.
Oh, I'll watch that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Brendan, what's the is not as strong as a deer.
Is there eagle versus warthog?
No, but look at
could
this.
Could we? I'm sure there is, dude. Don't
look at
know.
This. Look at this deer.
Well, that's the problem. The deer was running.
Look how,
my
dude!
Goodness, oh, dude!
It is.
Oh boy! I love the wildlife bubbles around.
Dude, that is crazy. And he's attacking. Is that a coyote?
That's a goat.
Oh, that's no!
Oh,
poor thing.
Oh, he's bleeding. So badly.
He's really just disrespecting that goat.
He's gushing.
I mean, if I was that goat, I would be like, kill me. Stop being on my back and eating me.
Dude, that is crazy. Eating, I did not think
look at this guy.
Eat a deer.
He's coming in to save the day. This man wobbly.
Oh, my God.
Well, the deer's fucking the eagle up.
Oh. No, no, not at all.
Ooh. Honestly.
I mean, look at it even dive
that,
bombing.
Dude. Even with that.
Dude, Sagalo.
The problem
if an
is
eagle,
they're running away. I mean,
dude,
deer
if an
is
eagle
no-
from a football field away was coming towards you and dive bombing you, you would not stand
yes,
there
I
and
would.
Go, I'm going to take one
yes,
shot at it. It
yes.
would go, and just, you would go, ooh.
Yes, I would. I would. Yes, I would. That's me. That's me falling off the mountain that it.
Wait, what? What happened?
You have to watch that again because it literally just like threw a goat off the mountain.
Yeah, this is me at Disney World fighting it.
Oh my God.
Oh, fuck you.
No.
See, now that's
okay.
That's just bullshit.
Who had their camera perfectly
ready.
Following that goat? That's like
whatever David Attenborough bullshit.
There's another goat hanging upside down trying to hold on to its paw before it drops.
Yeah, yeah.
No! all right, so that's it. We're going to all fight various animals. Hans von Schmitteldorf, what would you rather give up for 3 years? Using a cell phone or driving a vehicle? Bicycles are allowed, but can't be electric. And you could still use landline phones.
Driving a vehicle. Easy peas. That's easy peas.
And that you can't get in an Uber either.
Says who?
This.
It says you can't get in an Uber?
You can use a bicycle.
But you can't get in an Uber?
Yeah, it says no vehicles. You can get in a bicycle. You want to drive? What if you got a road gig?
I just won't have a road gig for 3 years. And trust me, that ain't that far off. So I'll
come
I'll
see me like, on the local.
Yeah, I'll be making New York jokes about the M train.
I think I would love the idea of giving up a cell phone for 3 years. That would be
if I had
a
an
relief.
Excuse. Oh my goodness!
And then to be able to be like, I can still use a landline, so if I need to get in touch with somebody, I can call them. But it's like, to be off the grid. None of us have been off the grid like that as an adult. We only had our childhood, which we look back on it like this is so. What was that? We just look at it as a pure, you know, like I look back on parts of my childhood and be like, man, this was like a pure fun, you know, kid. And I don't know if a part of that is, you know, that's what being a kid is like, or if part of that's like we weren't tethered to our phones. I wonder if we had our cell phones when we were kids, if our childhoods would have been a little bit worse.
Yeah, I somebody gave me a book on my stop in St. Louis earlier in the week, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be one of those people. I'm going to try to read on the subway. Dude, it's been awesome.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Look at my freaking phone, even if it's for 10 minutes in between stops.
You don't find it too jostling.
No, every time.
I'm trying to read, it's like.
I mean, if you're standing, if you're.
Either way.
I'm like not holding onto a pole. I'm like,
You just you just have a split stance so you can try to balance.
No, I've been sitting down and
also
and just reading.
Isn't that a fun? Like, I don't know. I am a person who also it's like it takes. I rarely ever read.
Same.
I'll read like a book a year if that, but also. Someone that gives a gift as a book, you're like, you just gifted me a incredible amount of responsibility.
Homework assignment.
Yeah. Here's something for the next 20 hours for you to do. And you're like, God damn.
I'm not even reading it. It's literally just, here's something to go with the other things you don't read.
Yeah.
It's literally just something to put in a shelf.
Right.
You go, hey, look at that.
Yeah. And the Brendan's
talking
book is
point.
How to Get Road Work. He's like, I'll never read.
The book is How to Read for Dummies. Like, I'll get to that. How to Get to Reading.
Yeah. But I do think, yeah, that probably feels great then, right?
Yeah. No. Even and it's like very small amounts of being unplugged, but just like I'm like, oh, I'm
sure,
dude, feels good.
It's terrifying when you leave and if you're on the N train and going from 59th Street in Manhattan to Queensboro Plaza, and then the second you get out of the tunnel and get cell phone service, the entire train all takes out their phones.
Yeah,
every
that's scary.
And look, all looks for like an entire train full of people
so
look
addicted.
For the dopamine hit. It is.
Yeah,
it's sad. It's
they're
a sad state of affairs.
They're all so addicted to it. You know what I mean? I do have to charge my phone though, so I don't. Here you go. But here's the thing.
I think that was more of an off podcast.
Yeah, that was a you could just keep doing.
Yeah, you
the
can
podcast.
Keep talking
I
while
it was
you're
a
charging
bit.
Your
no,
phone.
No, people like that. I would say no. Look here, the truth is the vehicle thing. Unfortunately, yes, it's nice to be able to take out to not have your phone for a little bit, but. You know, what if there's a problem with your family? What if you're, you know, then Erica has to be like, okay, I hope he's near this payphone by McDougal.
How do you think it always happens?
Operator!
History before 1990.
Sure, but we don't live in that world anymore. Okay, that's not the world anymore. You can't be that guy. What are you smiling about?
Because you don't know what you're saying.
I do know what I'm saying. You're going to pull this out or not?
Yeah.
I do know what I'm saying. We don't live in that world anymore. I do
you're
know what I'm
saying.
Talking
in platitudes.
It'd be so much easier, and I'll tell you why. Because you can ride a bike home and listen to a podcast.
Ride a bike home in March in the middle of a snowy, wintry mix.
Oh, I'm not saying it would
over
be pleasant,
a bridge.
But it's better than a... not having a phone. I mean, you know, how are you going to check your email or play Candy Crush?
Now, here's another part of this. Okay. I think you can have an iPad with an email because it says no cell phone. So maybe if you have no cellular service, now you have something to have an iPad.
iPad or a laptop on you?
Yeah, there you go. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Free Wi-Fi. It's free Wi-Fi everywhere.
The student has became the teacher. In this way.
That expression doesn't work.
Apples to oranges, you know what I mean?
It's
apples
so funny.
To oranges? I understand why Canon gets upset with that.
It's so funny to see how Canon would have reacted versus how you're reacting because you're both calling him out in the same place as
That's
you would each
do.
Do it, but you're handling it very different. You're just doing it from a place of awe and
that's what Canada
bewilderment.
You go, unbelievable.
This kid is unreal.
Yeah. Just a wordy insult. What was this guy dropped in a lava when he was 12 years old
after
by his mom's grandma?
After watching Save the Last Dance? Makes a lot of 90s rom-com references. Boy, oh boy, is he going to be pissed when he hears that. That whole run, it's going to be multiple separate phone calls.
Yeah, I quit.
I quit the show. Nicole, you laughed. You're dead.
Yeah, you're dead to me.
Next question from Frank Guido.
Hey.
I love this question. If you had a radio station in Grand Theft Auto, what would the genre or theme be?
Wow. So, question aside, I think I just heard that Red Band was trying to do that for the new
Grand
Theft Auto.
Yeah, he released a tweet that he... Yeah, well, it wasn't for the new one. He put it out. He sent an email in 2011 when he was producing Rogan, being like, "Hey, Rockstar, we should like do a Joe Rogan radio station on the thing." And Joe Rogan had no idea that
would have been like, so smart.
It would have been huge.
It would have been It was a great idea. It was also hilarious, though, because, like, you know, he was after the fact now putting it out all these years, you know, 11 years later, being like, "Look at this. I was just trying to hustle." But it is also funny because
imagine if he got fired for that.
Well, I was going to say he did. He was doing it without Joe's consent at all. So, like, if Joe had agreed, like, if they had been like, "Yeah, yeah, let's do it," he would have had to be like, "So signed us up for a thing.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it pay?"
It's more of an exposure.
Yeah.
Have you ever, you have to have an Xbox.
Yeah. So I think, for anyone not familiar, Grand Theft Auto, they have radio, like, they have maybe the best, like, any car you go into, they have multiple radio stations, everything from
JB Smoove has
talk radio.
Is he really?
Yeah.
And he has one, I think, in every game. I remember specifically in the New York one where he's like, he played a character. It's really funny. You'd have, like, people on. I'm trying to, like,
talk radio.
Find my way into an impression of it.
Go ahead.
Oh, hey, what's up, everybody? Jesus Christ. I did a really good one the other day. This is JB Smoove. Hey, what's up? What's up, Larry?
You got long balls, Larry. You got long balls.
That's good.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
And now you go.
I'm good.
I don't care for that.
I know my lane of impression. And
Jeremiah has zero, like, fear of failure when doing impressions.
Yeah, yeah.
That one is like,
that one.
I'll stay.
Yeah. I love JB Smoove, though. Yeah.
What's your favorite bit?
I'm gonna drink him in it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drink him in it.
That's a good one.
I think
that's a good impression of me. Yeah.
So they have different radio stations. They have a lot of talk.
Did you see what I did?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Brendan was looking around like, where is that?
Oh my god, there was a sound that just happened that was like a mix between you doing that and then you talking that made this like whoom. Did anybody else hear that? Nicole.
Did not hear it.
All right. I'm having a stroke then.
So, what would your radio station be?
It would be called Sag Daddy Da Pod. And it would be me just, you know, riffing with my comic friends. You know what I mean? Just no holds barred, kind of like whatever goes. Anti-PC. Anti-PC.
Put your hands down.
Look, anti-PC. Anti-PC. Just no cringe. You know what I mean? No cringe at all. And
that was my heart swallow. I just I don't know, man. You get going, and then you're just
a little hamster on a wheel, man.
Yeah, you're the hamster that gets immediately tripped and it just spinning.
I'm in a ball going down the stairs.
Yeah. It still counts his rotations as laps for exercise.
That one that Laszlo always had was always the funniest one, I felt. Yeah. Like that was like a recurring.
Laszlo, you know, had one on the radio personality?
Yeah, the one from, like, that was all the Grand Theft Autos.
Yeah.
Like a constant.
He's like a character in that.
Yeah.
You actually have a mission where you, like, where you, like, save him or something or beat him up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Save him or kill him?
He used to do morning radio in Kansas City.
Oh.
Really?
I think if we're talking the same Laszlo.
I don't know Laszlo's any other Laszlo.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Nicole, look it up. See if Laszlo's the same Laszlo from the Laszlo.
Is this him?
No. Laszlo.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but he...
But is that Laszlo from St. Louis or Kansas City? What'd you say?
Yeah, no, this doesn't seem right.
I think it's probably the same Laszlo.
Maybe.
Is he an insecure, vain, pathetic, ill-mannered, whiny, creepy, and perverted weakling?
Is that what it says?
I guess. Dude, this so is funny. The guy.
Last time I met him, he was a...
He's not ill-mannered.
Yeah.
But, like, dude, yeah, on the Laszlo show on Grand Theft Auto, they had a lot of dudes from, like, O&A on it. They even had Opie and Anthony on the Laszlo show for a little bit. Bill Burr did it, I think.
Hmm.
E-Rock was on it for a little bit.
Wow.
Huh.
I don't know. I guess, I think the only ones that, you know, if you're not going to be blasting music, I think the only radio stations I ever listened to on Grand Theft Auto are the funny ones. So it's got to be just something funny.
Yeah.
You can't have like a converse, like a podcast conversation. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't want to listen to Joe Rogan interviewing a guest while driving 130 down the opposite highway with a rocket launcher.
It's got to be quick.
I would want exclusively Enya as a station. So like while you're lighting people up, it's like really calming music.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's great.
It's pretty good. I like that. I would like to have a station where I'm just like relaying and lamenting, and then every once in a while, like Christmas jazz would come on. So I'd be like, "Of course, this fucking guy gets the Tonight Show, and I'm over here."
Have a holly.
That's fucking great. You are the king of impressions.
Oh, man.
Lady Silver, if you had to, per law, carry around a lucky charm of your choosing, what would you pick to carry in your pocket every day? Now, I'll say this. When I was a kid, I did used to always carry a $2 bill in the wallet.
Oh,
I was one of those kids still.
Yeah.
$2 bill in the wallet. If I had a $2 bill, it would be like on my fridge. My family put those things on the fridge.
The fridge?
Yeah. Hmm. But I used to carry around like, I used to carry around shit for that exact, like little luck charms. And they were always different. Like one of them was like this big coin from the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disney World. So I can go like, you know, but I'd always fuck that up. And I'd like throw it on the ground or whatever. One time I used to carry around crystals. And I used
you were
to carry,
a crystal guy?
Well, Whoa. Specifically, I carried around rose quartz because my friend told me it would help me get women.
You're so layered, man.
You're like an onion. The more you peel, the more it sticks.
I'm shaped like one, too.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, so I'd carry around rose quartz, little pink rock.
Huh.
I used to have also, like, I would... It's not even, like, a luck charm thing, but, like, I found... I forgot where we were. Maybe it was like Hawaii or something, but we were on like a tropical beach somewhere. And I found just like a rock that was, it was like a black rock that was like, it had a perfect, almost like thumbprint. Like you could hold it. It's like probably was like this big and it was almost like thumbprint thing. And you could just hold it in your hand and just kind of like rub it. It was almost like a soothing.
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
A very smooth, like a good soothing kind of a rock. That'd be a good thing to just kind of. It's almost like a fidget spinner, but it's just kind of like a relaxing, almost like a anti-stress ball of just kind of smoothing this little rock back and forth.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like an anti-anxiety. They make those little anti-anxiety like boxes. There's ones where you go and then you flip it over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My wife, she's like a social emotional learning specialist and at this school that she's at, they have these fidget things. They're not fidget spinners, but they're... They pop. They're these toys that pop like bubbles that are rubber inside and outside. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know those things.
Back and forth. Yeah.
They look like... It's funny that those are... The only thing that thing does is that. It's made for anxiety because it looks like a kitchen utensil.
It does.
It looks like something you'd like.
Like a measuring thing or
something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah. But they're kind of fun.
That's what you carry around with you, your luck charm?
No, I have a luck charm at home. I'm a big turtle guy, so I've got turtles around my place, little ones, not like, you know, not like gnomes and gardens and stuff like that, but I've got this one little metal turtle that I rub for good luck, and I sing to it.
Oh, yeah?
And I go... Lucky turtle, bring me luck. Lucky turtle, bring me luck. Lucky turtle, bring me luck. Lucky turtle, bring me luck.
Oh my
luck.
God, it's so long.
He's like, I have to do that 4 times, otherwise the house explodes.
Yeah. It became like an ongoing joke between my wife and I where I'll do it like I'm like, I need some good luck, and then I'll start singing.
Where's my turtle?
Yeah, where's my luck?
Do you have
turtle?
Any actual turtles?
I used to growing up.
Now, that was the first pets that Erica and I, my wife, got when we were still in college. It was our senior year. We went into Manhattan. We went down to like Chinatown Erica was like, oh my God. You know, they were like these little tiny,
little
they were
babies.
Red-eared sliders. Absolutely, fully 100% illegal to be selling them that little.
Oh, for sure.
And they were only like this big. And we were like, let's get two. They're so, Erica was like, let's get it.
Oh God.
And I'm not a, like, I'm not a reptile guy. I'm not a fish guy. So I was like, this seems like it's going to be like, you know, full expense.
Smelly.
And she was like, oh, but they're so little. And, you know, then we had to go to Petco and we got back up to college and we got just absolutely screamed at by Petco for being like, this is illegal. What you have, you're not allowed to have them. This is super illegal. You can't. And we're like, we don't, they just sold it. How would we know that?
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Yeah.
And they're, so they like begrudgingly sold us all this info. And then when we got to our first apartment, like, you know, I don't know, 7 or 8 months later, they were each like this big and they were monsters.
So,
and the apartment stunk.
So, you know, what's interesting about those turtles is how big was the terrarium that you got?
It was probably like,
yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Okay. So they only grow to the size of the terrarium that you put them in. So if, had you gotten them a very small terrarium,
like veal, I should have put them in a little tiny thing.
They would have only grown like a, like, you know, 4 inches.
Dude.
But you got a huge one, so it, they literally grow to the size of their surroundings.
That's insane.
So what if you never got a terrarium and you just put like a fountain near, you know, your backyard?
And then they'd be like a tortoise. They'd be
they get really big.
Dude, they were really, so big, and then we had this like little floating like styrofoam island that they had, and they would like aggressively bite it. And they weren't like turtles that you could like, oh, take out and play and pet. They were like, rah, rah, they were like aggressive, and it was terrible. And it got to the point where like, this smells.
Oh no,
this sucks.
Turtle pee is horrible.
Yeah, the whole, and it was right when you opened the door. So like the second you came home, it was like, and turtles have like so much disease on them. So even when you're cleaning it, it's like you have to like disinfect everything. And so I was like, this sucks. We got to get rid of these turtles. So we went to the Petco in Union Square, which is like a nice, and they take a lot of animals, and I go, we have these two red-eared sliders. We can no longer care for these animals. It was the first time I've ever done this with a pet. I go, we can no longer care for these animals. We need to give you these turtles.
Yeah.
And they go, we can't.
Yeah.
We can't take these.
It's like
these
giving
are,
Nazi are, memorabilia to a museum.
So they're like, this, well, that they'd want.
No, they wouldn't.
A museum.
It's illegal.
A museum?
Yeah.
Why?
It's illegal to, they, you have to get rid of it. You have to like burn it or some shit.
Really?
Yeah.
How did Segura buy it then?
Yeah, maybe he's lying.
Oh.
Also, I don't know. How did you get illegal turtles?
What?
I don't know. How did he get that? And how did you get turtles? You
what he's
what
trying
mean?
To say is Nazi memorabilia is the same as illegal turtles.
Yeah, that's
what he's trying to
I
get across.
Yes, by. Yes. That's why you named your turtles Gerbils and Gerbily or whatever.
It was Psycho and Sid.
Psycho?
Psycho Sid, like the wrestler. But they were both psychotic. Okay. Yeah, see? That's how big they started. And that's literally, I mean, that
Jeez
might as well
Louise.
Have been our turtles because that's how big they got. And they would just aggressively bite. So I go to this, I go to the Petco and I go,
holy
we can't
shit.
Take these anymore. You got to take them from us. And they go, we can't take them. And I was so not prepared for that response because everything I read said that they would gladly take it. And I was already there. So I'm like, okay, well, here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to take these turtles or I'm going to Central Park and I'm going to put them in the lake at Central Park because there's like apparently like red-eared sliders in Central Park. And they're like, Central Park's like whatever you do stop people stop putting turtles and they're like killing every all the ecosystem. It's a nightmare.
Oh, wow.
Do not put red-eared sliders. And I just threatened to put them in there and they took the turtles.
Oh, well, there you
so
go.
They took them.
I think the moral of that story is turtles fucking blow, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Unless they're the lucky turtle.
Unless they're lucky.
But
thank
the lucky
you.
One you have, the lucky one you have is like that size, right? The little
oh,
one.
Dude, it's even smaller. It's this little metal thing
yeah,
that
because
could fit
in
a pocket.
In a small metal terrarium.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what can't fit in a little terrarium is all of these 5-star reviews we got. Thank you very much for leaving them. Continue leaving them. Tell your friends about the show. That's all we ask you to do. Word of mouth is how we grow. And again, you can check us out on the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. We put up an additional episode every single week called Blunts with the Boys, where it's no format. We just kind of chop it up, talk the shit. You also get blogs and vlogs and early access to all our other content. How many episodes, how many hours of content do we have up there, Nicole?
I don't know, but there's like 1,000-something posts at this point.
Yeah, so I mean, we're talking
Whoa.
Like 300 or 400 hours. You can get on there little as $3 a month. get on there and get to getting it, and support our guest, Jeremiah Watkins. Where can people find you? Where can people see you?
You can follow me on social media at Jeremiah Standup. I'm a fun follow. YouTube.com/Jeremiah Watkins. I've got my series Stand Up on the Spot on there, which our pal Mike Feeney's done, and
so much fun.
Brendan Sagalow will do in the future.
Yay!
And yeah, Scissor Bros podcast and Jeremiah Wonders. A lot of good stuff going on.
I like to see what you guys do every time. It's always a fun clip with Scissor Bros where you guys are like, even if you guys are just throwing craft single slices.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great. Yeah.
It's very fun. Very silly.
You could also...
And Nicole, you go get to your plugs. But Nicole, I do feel like we should have... I do feel like there should be some plug music. It does
feel
quiet.
She puts music in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So follow me at Brendan Sagalow on everything. BrendanSagalow.com for road stuff. I got nothing coming up right now, but I am running my hour monthly at the New York Comedy Club. I don't know if New York Comedy Club knows it's monthly, but I'm just going to keep saying it, and I've made posters that say it is monthly. So we're falling into this. And this month, I'm doing it November 28th. Let me just check that real quick. 28th at 7 o'clock.
So next week?
2 weeks. Oh, yeah, next week. And the hour is coming along very nicely. I love it. I love it so far. And so... support me in that way. And YouTube, we got a blog coming out that's already, I mean, the blog was on the Patreon, now it's going to be public. It should already be there. I love you very much, and support the Patreon. Tell your friends.
twitch.tv/NYFreshMaker. I'm also streaming now on YouTube as well. Doing a simultaneous stream on that. Gonna be streaming a ton of new stuff because the new Warzone just came out. I just got Miles Morales, the Spider-Man game for it, and playing a bunch of other stuff. So youtube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy. Watch the special Rage Against the Routine. You already know it. Dates, I'm staying local because of that whole new baby thing I got going on. But January, I'm back on the road immediately. Starting January 2nd, I'll be at the Comedy Cellar Vegas from January 2nd through the 9th. I also will be at Helium in Indianapolis on January 15th. So I'm going out there for a private gig early, and then I'm going to do that Helium. So let's sell that puppy out. Please go buy tickets right now. MikeFeeneyComedy.com for dates. And I got a bunch more very fun things coming in the works, guys. Very fun things. Can't fully discuss yet, but just know a lot of stuff happening behind the curtain here. And Nicole, where can people find you?
My Instagram is Nicole C. Lyons.
Hell yeah.
That's that.
All right. Let's go to another question. Alex, I'm feeling answery.
Alex the Truck. How would you survive 1 year in prison, assuming 3 random inmates want you dead?
Prison, huh? Well,
Brendan's going gay immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah, I could see you wearing like the little makeup and that stuff, like
from
like the prison,
the shower cap.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
What movie did they do that in? The remake of The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
What I'm really doing, I don't think I could go gay, but it really depends on whoever's like demanding.
You're not trying hard enough,
of my
kid.
Boy.
Yeah.
Whoever
with enough gumption, any of us can do it.
Is gumption what I put in my butthole to lube it up? I'm lubing it up with some gumption. I would go gay in prison. Depending on whoever is making me do it. I mean, if it's somebody that I feel like I could step to and earn some cred in the Aryan gang that I'm in, because you have to join a gang. You have to.
Oh.
I don't want to.
But the
I don't
Aryan
want to.
One's your choice?
Well, which one am I going to pick? The fatties? You know? If there is a fat gang in prison that is like, you're one of us.
All they do, is like, you going to eat that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then
they have a big cornbread contingency. They've stockpiled a ton.
But I will say to both of you, put your fucking eyebrows down, because if you were in prison, you would be joining the Aryan gang, because they would.
Are you choosing them, or are they choosing?
They're choosing you. The minute you come in, I watch now, a lot of prison TikToks and stuff. The minute you go in, somebody comes over and they're like, "You're with us."
Well, what if they go, "You're with us," but you have to get a swastika tattoo on your neck?
You do it.
Really?
You do it and then get it removed in when you get out.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they would ask you to put it on your neck, though, but they might ask you to put it on your body.
They're not going to be like, put it in a highly coverable place.
All of these TikToks that I watch, they all talk about that shit. And they're like, you know.
Here's what I would like to do, though.
There was a guy who said, sorry, and I'll let you go, but there was a guy who said when he got to prison, they were like, okay, you can do schoolwork and get work and get paid and stuff like that and, like, actually work towards something. But then everybody in the prison gangs would think that you're a fucking bitch because you're not like, dude, I thought my plan when I go to prison is like to just keep to myself, read my books. But apparently people will think you're a fucking bitch for that and they'll fuck you up.
That's
so
fine.
You have to.
I'll be the quiet bitch guy.
They'll beat the shit out of you. Here's my thing.
I'm gonna stay in my room as much as I possibly can, and then when they only make me go out for showering and for food, that's when it's gonna be a quick.
Do you know how small these rooms are, and do you know how long you are in the room? Soon as that door opens, you want out, dude. You want to like walk around, stretch your legs.
Yeah, but not if I know three people are actively trying to kill me. Then yep. I'm pretty good with being in my safe space where I can see the four walls.
I assure you, your room in prison is not a safe space. It's actually probably less safe for you because they can go in, they'll fuck you up, and they'll leave you in there. And no one will see you.
Then you bleed out.
And then you'll bleed out. You got to watch 60 Days In, dude. It's crazy.
I would gain respect through the basketball court.
Oh, white boy knows what he's doing.
Also, uh-huh. Like American History X.
Oh, yeah. I'd just get good. I'd do push-ups and, you know. Whatever, I already said my thing. Basketball, huh?
Yeah, man.
Are you good at basketball?
For a comedian.
I think I would earn respect through shitting on people. That's what I would do. I'd become almost like a roast comic, but for prison people. And I would, instead of punching the biggest person, I would insult the biggest person. What if they'd be like, this motherfucker's crazy. Doesn't he know that that's Killer Carl or whatever the fuck?
What if they shank you immediately for...
Well, then they go, homie died doing what he loved.
Yeah. I'm going to write some good... I've been shanked material just in case.
Yeah.
So if I'm dying, I'm like, oh, this feels like when my uncle...
I'm bleeding out faster than your wife on a period.
Just still roasting while you're dying. Yeah.
This woman looks uglier than your daughter's face.
that shiv is smaller. It's bigger than your dick.
I said, strangle me, not make me come.
Yeah. Was that a fly that stabbed me? It's like, oh, it's all going cold. Ethan Skull Fox, here's a scenario. Your favorite TV show is now real life. You've been morphed into the body of one of the characters. What show are you in, and what role are you living out?
Any show.
What's your favorite show?
Well, it'd probably be like some of my favorite shows are like, you know, some of the classics like Game of Thrones, Sopranos,
Breaking Bad.
Like that. I never watched Breaking Bad. Never seen
it. Gotta get on that.
Yeah.
Is there, I think you guys are overthinking this. Is there a better person to be in the history of TV shows than Bart Simpson?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you're living your best life. You're a kid. You're like mischievous. You're also cool because you're skateboarding. Like he's not like the coolest kid in the school, but he's not a dork.
No.
You know, he just have to deal with the occasional strangulation from your father. But those are issues.
There literally is nothing more that I can relate to than the episode with the spelling bee when Bart goes up and they're like spell imperial and he's like IMP and then Nelson goes ha ha Bart said he's P and everybody laughs and he goes well I got my laugh I'm out of here
and he leaves
just walks out
I thought you were gonna say you can't relate more because he couldn't spell the word
But also Bart's future does not look too good, but you are 8 years old forever in that sense.
Yeah.
But every time it goes to the future, it's like, blee.
He's got that rat's tail.
Yeah, the rat tail, all that shit.
That's what I would say. But what about you, Sagalo?
My favorite character in it, I don't know. All my favorite characters favorite shows are completely stressed out all the time. Like Jesse Pinkman, stressed out all the time.
That guy is nothing but trauma.
Tony Soprano, stressed out all the time.
What's yours?
Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Now life's a party.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That is a good one. I'm trying to think.
Fighting crime with your brothers. maybe hooking up with April O'Neil. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Even like Peter Griffin is great. You got a hot wife. You got a great family. You got a sassy dog. You got a job at a brewery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you are a fucking idiot. You're like,
so what? But
so
he doesn't know he's an idiot.
Yeah, he's unaware.
It's ignorance is bliss.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then there's episodes where he gets smart and stuff. And handsome, I guess. So you got anything? I'm trying to think of a really, really good one. Maybe what's her name from Veep? I'd be Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
She's yeah. also wildly stressed and unhappy. She's have you finished the series?
Not yet. We moved away because it was getting kind of like repetitive. You know how that shit, when you're like binging something I'm not even really paying attention to this anymore.
Yeah, I'd revisit and finish that series because it takes a crazy turn.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be something to the fact that all my favorite characters are always so upset and stressed out.
Yeah.
But I would be Tony Soprano. I think that would be very cool.
You know who else would be fun to be is, I forget his name, Job from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Again, just I like the little fun idiots, you know?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Yeah. all right. Tanya, what's a weird, vivid early memory you're not sure was real or dreamed? Oh, that's such a good one.
Wow.
And I can think of one if you guys don't have one.
I don't have one.
I remember, and again, I still don't know if this is real or not. I have a memory of we used to have these two birds, two little like parakeet things. One was like a blue parrot, kind of not a parrot, but like a little parakeet, a little tiny, like size of this, a blue one and a green one. And I remember that they died. And my dad was kind of like taking them out of the cage. And like, I was very young and was like wrapping them up in kind of like the, you know, paper towel or whatever to kind of like get them out of there. And I was just so young. I'm like, what's going on? Like, what's that? And my dad was trying to be like, oh, they're just sleeping, you know, and was just kind of taking them away, you know, like there. And I remember being like, what's going on? Because I had the bird cage in my room and stuff. And I'm like 95% sure that we never had birds. So I think, for years, I was like, oh man, I don't know what happened to those birds, man. And the birds were named Bluey and Greeny, which I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was a dream, but it felt
real. Now, have you ever asked your dad's whatever happened to Bluey and Greeny?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He said, what are you talking about?
Now that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't have anytime I try to think of a memory, I'm like, oh yeah, that definitely happened. I remember that. I remember that night.
I have a memory that it's an inexplicable part of the memory. So I'm like, well, logically it would have been this, but this is how I remember it. I'll tell you that. I was on a road trip and up near Wyoming. We had done a road trip from Kansas to California, like after senior year in high school, me and some buddies. And we're driving back the northern route, like through Wyoming. And I think my buddy fell asleep at the wheel. He says that he didn't, but we were all very fatigued. And I was sleeping in the back of his, he had like a two-door Honda Accord, and I was sleeping in the back. And I wake up to my head hitting the side of the window and a semi hitting us like this.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
And he says that he was awake and he's like, that semi just hit me. But I'm like, I think he dozed and he drifted because the semi, as soon as we got out, he goes, you guys ran right into me. What are you doing? So I'm like, I think my buddy fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
There was another semi that pulled off to help us get the car off the road because he pulled up. Worst idea. He pulled on the left side of the road.
Oh, no.
And the car was still sticking out on the highway.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And a semi saw it. He ran across and he goes, hey, this is how more wrecks happen. We got to get this car off the road.
Yeah.
He helped us push it down like into the ditch a little bit to get it off the road. And he calmed down the other semi driver that was yelling at us.
He spoke truck driver to him. He's like, breaker, breaker, calm down, please. And he's like, all right, well, you make good points.
Yeah. And the most bizarre part is I never remember seeing that guy drive off in that semi truck.
The second guy.
The second guy who calmed everything down. I never saw him take off. So
whoa.
Was it a touched by an angel moment? Where, yeah. You know what I mean? Because I did not see him take off and I did not see him pull up. He was just there.
My mom loved whoa. That show.
I know, right? Yeah,
I mean, that's a fucking memory that I
yeah.
that you unlocked.
Wow. Yeah,
touched by an angel.
Yeah, he wow. just comes up to the other truck driver. He's like, I understand why you're upset. And the guy's like, yeah, man, I've been driving all night. My hand's wet on the wheel. It's the voice in my head that drives my heel.
Oh, my God. My mom loved that show and fucking, what was that show where she was like a secret agent?
Alias?
Not Alias.
Oh, Alias was big.
Ally McBeal, my mom loved. All those
just
but
shoot
that's
me.
Crazy. It's so funny we're talking about that instead of your story.
Yeah, that is that's a crazy thing.
That's that's nuts.
Did, yeah. Have you ever asked your buddies like, do you remember the second semi guy?
They remember that guy, but like, well, I don't remember him pulling up or taking off. He was just
yeah,
there.
He was there, then gone.
And dude, then gone.
How totaled was your buddy's car?
Dude. I mean, if they had to push it.
So he literally, okay, the axle of the wheel was no longer circular. It was a square.
Oh, whoa.
And man. So we go to the mechanic in the middle of nowhere, and this guy is so dumb. He looks at his car, and he's like still in denial. He's like, so are we going to be able to like throw a tire on this thing and get back on the road? And the mechanic just looks at him like, you moron.
Yeah.
Like there was literally like indentations from the semi in the doors, like cutting into
yeah.
the doors all the way through the wheel. And it was just like a block oh instead of a wheel. And then,
oh my God.
How long were you stuck there for? This seems like this is the beginning of a horror movie.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, a car's broken down. It shouldn't take more than a night. You know,
you don't want to go down there.
We got our other buddy to drive a couple of hours. They were a couple hours ahead of us in a different car. They came back, picked us up, and we all crammed into his little Prelude, and we all drove back until...
What, do you have eight of you in that car? And a Prelude is tiny.
I know,
what's a Prelude look
Honda
like?
Honda Prelude. It's very,
it's a small car. It's a two-seater with like kind of two seats in the back, but
yeah,
not really.
Not if you have legs.
But like,
yeah.
We were all tall guys.
Yeah.
So like, it was, we put five people.
Oh my God.
We put five people in that little car.
You must have been
It was
miserable.
So crammed. So one of the guys, when we made it to Denver, he got a bus ticket home because he's like, I can't. He goes, I can't be in this car anymore.
That's the best when you're just Christ. Waiting to see who will break first. And then one person's like, I'll just do it. I'll just take the bus. And instantly like, yes, now
yeah.
I got like,
oh. Yeah. Yeah, you get a sprawl out.
Take
a
one
bit.
For the team.
I'll
just now. I would have been like, I will pay for someone to take the bus. You know what I mean?
This was all in high school when like nobody has money.
Yeah,
so it's such a huge deal. Like, I don't know. It's $50.
You guys should have all given $10 to the kid.
Though. Oh no, for sure. We ended up when our parents heard about the wreck, cause you know, we're all like 18 right out of high school. The parents were like, you guys are getting a hotel. You're not driving anymore tonight. This is dumb.
Yeah. And did they leave? Well, what happened to that guy's car? He just left it there in Wyoming?
Yeah. It totaled it. It just...
Wow. It's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. And it was an old car. It was barely making it to California anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys were driving to California?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking cool.
Just Kansas kids be like, dude, we got to see Cali, dude.
Yeah.
And then Jeremiah got out of the car in Santa Monica, looked around at the pier and went, I'm going to live here someday.
Yeah. Hey, I think this is going to be all right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. The Entourage car slamming into a semi.
Yeah.
I said semi.
Yeah, you talking about bonus? What are we talking about? Semis.
No, I'm slamming my semi into an entourage.
Come on.
We got time for one or two more. Eggs and Bacon. Netflix has decided to let you make a biopic of your life. Who are you casting to play you in the movie? You can't play yourself.
Classic.
And what single band or artist do you choose for your soundtrack?
For the soundtrack, huh? Well, okay, here's what's going to happen. my movie's going to be a musical. Every song is going to be a Eminem song. No, that sounds stupid because his songs are so biological.
Mm-hmm. Autobiographical.
And So it would be.
You're such a good friend.
It wouldn't make any sense.
Hey, man. A lot of patience, you know? Uh-huh.
Here's what it is. Oh, fuck. Hold on. You guys
right,
go. Like, I can't.
Jeremiah, you go. You don't have to have something right away.
So, yes, I do.
You have to have the band and then also who's going to play you, right? So one band is the whole soundtrack to the film.
Yep.
Yes.
And then who's going to play you in the biopic?
I think that I'm going to choose Steve Winwood for the soundtrack.
Oh. Bring me a higher.
Yeah, because that's any peaks in my life, yeah. I listen to that song.
That's a great fucking song.
I freaking love that song.
It's hard to not like that song.
Dude, it has everything. It has gospel choir. It has it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I was once really fucking hammered and I listened to the Whitney Houston version on repeat for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
I was just laying in my bed. Bring me new back. Let's do it again. Keep it on.
Run it back. Run it back.
Run it back.
Yeah. As far as somebody who would play me,
That's hard.
That's a very hard one to step outside. Since it's
got
to
be someone that looks kind of like you, but a little bit better looking.
You know, maybe
hilarious.
A Tom Holland.
That's what they always do.
Yeah.
Maybe a Tom Holland.
Yeah, that could work.
I
give him a little prosthetic on the nose and then he's set.
Yeah.
I could see more like Paul Dano playing you.
Paul Dano's got
Thank you so much.
Paul Dano's a good looking guy.
He's got a moon face.
So does Tom Holland.
Paul Dano's better off playing you than
okay. I'll take that. I think Paul Dano is a great actor.
Listen, this isn't a Paul Dano slam fest. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know. What do you think, Nicole?
I think that says Jeremiah.
I think Tom Holland is actually spot on.
Thank you very much.
Right. In the eyes and stuff.
Well, let's bring up some Tom Holland then, because I don't believe it. I don't think it's... I think as far as spots
they both
go,
have
it's
eyes.
Way far from the spot than spot on.
Pull up...
No, I think... Look at that.
Yeah.
That's more me.
Is that me? Am I him?
I think I would be played by Sam Richardson. From Detroiters and Veep.
Yeah, pull up Tom Holland Spider-Man and Jeremiah Watkins Spider-Man.
There you go. Yeah, you've already played Spider-Man.
I've played
you've
Spider-Man.
Done it.
You're in the MCU.
I am in the MCU.
You could show up since in the last movie they've made it clear that it's all, you know, there's a bunch of universes and stuff. You are in that universe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Wow.
That's an old one.
That's an old sketch.
Oh, my God.
Long hair, Jeremiah. Are you going to grow it back out?
No, it's too much maintenance.
It's a lot of maintenance. It's hot.
And also, like, I was auditioning for literally just derpy stoner roles. It was like all I was, it was annoying.
Yeah.
But you don't think like Brad Pitt doesn't get those, right? He's got the long hair, you know?
Yeah, but he's good looking in a different way.
Yeah.
Where it like, you know, it supersedes what
his hair is like thick and like it makes him look hotter. You know who's the guy who played Dahmer in the most recent TV series? That could be Feeny to play the guy to be Feeny.
I don't know who that actor is.
He's really good. He's also in he was in X-Men. He was in you ever watch American Horror Story?
No.
This guy.
Oh.
Oh, he was also in
Eyes.
He was
That's terrifying.
You don't think you have black eyes?
No, I have.
You don't think you have
beautiful
shark
eyes?
Beautiful. I mean, look, come on.
Look at these things. Zoom in on the eyelashes.
I think out of all of us, I'm the eye guy. I mean, you can barely see him.
You can't see yours.
It's like being in.
If we clockworked orange, you would have good eyes.
No, I have good eyes.
Your brows are
shitty fucking lids.
And brows, they're pushing down so hard.
Yeah, but when you see my eyes,
you go, oh, he has eyes.
It's like in Aladdin when the giant tiger comes up. You know what I mean?
No, I.
Yeah, that guy from and he was also in that Kate Winslet show.
I don't think
the mayor of Easton
at all. Oh, yeah, I remember him in that.
Yeah
that guy
great in
couldn't
that.
Look anything less like me.
No, but it's not supposed to look just like you. It's supposed to look like a little bit better
a version
looking
of
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that guy's a much better looking version of me.
So who do you think? We see you more than you see you.
This is true. Jeremiah, did you see any correlation here? Nicole?
No, I don't see it.
Not at all.
Nicole?
Someone say it's spot off.
I think he's just saying that because Evan Peters plays a lot of psycho characters.
Yes,
right.
That's true.
That's fine.
That's true. Now, spot off, though, is that's spot. We're going to have to go back to that because
as we as everyone agrees, it's nothing like it. Now.
All right, Nicole, who do you think Feeny could be played by?
I don't know. I feel like he has to be somebody almost like, this is going to be a weird thing to say, but like Jack Sparrow-y and like his hand motions and that kind
and
of
very
thing.
Expressive.
So, someone
oh,
who's,
you
like,
know,
expressive like that, yeah.
Who's the guy from like all those Judd Apatow movies and he was the lead and she's just not that into you? Jay something?
He's monotone.
Jay Baruchel. Yeah.
That could
but
be Feeny.
He's not expressive. It's the opposite of what, that's spot off from what she's saying. He's literally just like, no, it's the guy from Silicon Valley.
It's
like,
not spot hey. Off.
No, that's a different guy.
That's a different guy.
Oh, who am I talking?
Jay Baruchel.
Jay Baruchel. I don't know. I just, yeah.
Now, I don't know him good enough to know if that impression is spot on or spot off.
It's spot middle. It's been a while since I've done that one.
Yeah. You know the impression's not great when you just say the name of the person you're doing.
Jay Baruchel.
But sometimes I think an impression is good if you say the name. Like,
I hate it when people do it.
I'm Patrick Stewart.
Now,
that guy.
Oh, that guy? All right. All right. I guess.
It's not bad. Yeah. There's literally a picture
guess
of you in a
gray
suit.
I wondering if you maybe live with me or something. I don't
know. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he has high enough energy.
Yeah.
But now, the band, though, the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Rage Against the Machine. That'd be
for me.
Cool.
No, I think I would like to have like a one of those bands that like. Did you ever like make movie playlists?
What do you mean?
Like, do you ever put in like? I have a playlist of songs that I want to use in like movies or TV shows in the future.
Okay,
like things that I create that I'm like, oh, this song would be great in a movie.
The band would be Feeny's movie playlist on Spotify.
Well, no, I mean it's like I would like it to maybe it'd be like it depends on the movie, but maybe something like you know, we could do a little what?
Could you type in Brett Kelly? Brett Kelly, Bad Santa.
Oh, is that who I would be? The kid from Bad Santa.
I can't wait.
That's hilarious.
Dude, it's so good. It's so good.
Oh, my.
Oh,
so good, dude.
Spot
that's great.
On. Spot
that's
on. Spot on.
Holy crap.
Dude. Yes.
That's incredible. Same eyes.
Yeah, dude.
Same head.
Yeah.
Same fingers. That is crazy.
Fingers?
Yeah. Same off-center tie if he had to wear one. That is absolutely.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I finally was like, who the F is this?
Wow. My God.
Well, we did it, folks.
That's the show, everybody. We're not doing anything after
Jeremiah,
this.
Jeremiah, thank you for stopping by,
Jeremiah Watkins.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Go follow Jeremiah and support him. God damn it. If you live in LA, go see his show. Stand up on the spot and see him on the road. He's goddamn hilarious. He's like a brother to us. He's our West Coast brother.
Oh, dude, you guys are my East Coast brothers. And have you ever played Richmond, Virginia? Have you ever played?
No, but I actually would love to because I have family there who just moved there.
Okay, well, I'll let you know. I'm doing it for the first time beginning of December.
Which one?
Sandman
thing?
Yeah.
You know what that is.
I'll let you know. I literally just found out. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Get on the Patreon. Tell some friends. See you next week.
Here's the scenario is Mike Feeny, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com. The scenario.